And I'm excited today. I'm excited to teach and to share another message in our series 23 and Me. I'll also say I appreciate so many of you, your concern and your love for me over the last few days. I'm feeling stronger every day and thankful for so many that pray and care, and we're family, and I'm so thankful to be joined with this incredible family. But this 23 and Me series, we started last Sunday in Psalm 23. Psalm 23 seemed right for 2023, and we just worked through the 23rd Psalm. If you weren't able to be in the service last Sunday, I encourage you to go to YouTube, find us at the Church Cove. Go ahead and subscribe there. You can catch up and see any of the past services, but you can certainly get caught up in this series. But I explained last Sunday the idea behind 23andMe. Of course, 23andMe is a genetics company. It is a company that researches and matches DNA. It's fascinating to me. I listened to an incredible podcast interview this week of one of the leading technicians, I guess. I don't even know the exact word. One of the people that are on the scene right now that are solving crimes, and it's just unbelievable what they can do through DNA when it is researched and when it is matched. And of course, there is the hobby. They're advertising all the time. You know, you can spend $70, $80, whatever it is, and send a sample of your DNA, and they will tell you who you are related to, send you back, you know, family tree information, and it's always fascinating. It's always interesting to know who you are, perhaps who you are related to. Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, there is one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence named William Hooper. That is like a fifth great uncle to me. I'm not going to sign autographs after church or anything like that, but you never know. You never know who you are related to and who you are connected to, even who you belong to. We understand that about DNA in the natural. We understand there's 23 chromosomes. That's why the company is called 23andMe. It's why you and I are teaching through 23andMe, because it's 2023 and how I fit and how I belong and what is my spiritual DNA. Who am I? What am I called to do? What has God put inside of me to make me victorious in this year? My spiritual DNA says I am who I am, no matter where I am or what I am going through. Who I am is not dependent upon my circumstances, either good or bad. I am who I am because this is how God built me. This is how God made me. And I want to talk a little bit today about how we are made. Psalm 139, I'm going to read several verses, but I'm not going to preach all of these verses. I just want you to, catch the heart of this and the spirit of this. Psalm 139, beginning at verse 1, if you want to turn there in your Bibles or find us on the screen, it'll be there for you as well. Psalm 139, beginning at verse number 1, you have searched me, Lord, and you know me. Someone say, he knows me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. Ladies and gentlemen, it's pretty clear that he knows us. He knows us. We can't go anywhere. He said, before the word is even formed on my tongue, you already know what I'm about to speak. But before it even comes out of my mouth, and here we are thinking we are so smart. Here we are thinking we are so sneaky. Here we are thinking we are so good at hiding, but we're not hiding from God. He knows us. He knows when we lie down. He knows when we get up. He knows where we are. He knows what we're thinking. And I know somebody's feeling uncomfortable in the room, but listen, he knows you and he hasn't killed you yet. He knows you and he hasn't stamped you out yet. And as you sit here today, maybe feeling all alone, I don't know. I would encourage you today to kick the devil out of your mind, because you are not alone. Life may be weird right now. Life may be hard right now. Life may be difficult right now. Life may be lonely right now. But devil, you have to go, because God knows who I am and he knows where I am. He knows what I'm facing and what I'm dealing with and what I'm going through. And I'm gonna rest in that. I'm gonna trust in that. I'm gonna be thankful for that in this season until it changes. How is it that God knows me so well? No one else knows me like this. I don't allow anyone else in. So how is it that God knows me so well? I'm going to explain that in the next two verses of Psalm 139. We read verses 1 through 12. Verse 13 says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." You created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Inmost. Let me just focus on a couple of these words and maybe define them so that you and I understand how powerful this truth is. When he talks about inmost, he's telling us that God works from the inside out. You may have a scar. I still have bruises all up and down my arms and on my hands and on my abdomen from surgery a few days ago. It's odd to see in the mirror. You wonder, when is this ever going to go away? How is this ever going to heal? If all I do is look at the outside and see the scars or see the bruises or see the effects of circumstances or challenges that I have been through. But that's not how God works. He started building you from the inside. You may see a scar, but that is the outmost, not the inmost. It may have happened to me, but that is not who I am. The scar, the challenge, the issue, the trial, the trouble, it may have happened to me, but my skin is thicker than that. You're just seeing one layer. You're just seeing one area that is visible. Way down deep is that inmost being. And the Bible said that he knit me together. He put me together. He knit me. That means he picked the parts and the pieces that were needed to form me just the way he wanted. When did he do that? I'm still waiting. I feel like I'm missing a part. I feel like I'm missing a piece. I feel like there's some part of me that is, you know, this great puzzle piece, and we've lost that piece and we cannot find it. The picture, the puzzle cannot be completed. My life does not feel complete because that part of me is missing. No, sir, no, ma'am, no part of you is missing. No part of you is lacking. No part of you is undone. No part of you is lost. It may be lost to you because you haven't discovered it yet. You haven't found it yet. But God made you well. God created you perfect. God established you from your mother's womb. He created you just the way he wanted. In your mother's womb, he put you together long before anything could happen to you. Created you before any wind could blow in your life. Before any trial could come to your life, before any trouble could surface in your life, he decided long before anything could happen. He created you before any challenge could befall you. The Bible said he knit us together. He knit us together. I'm going to attempt something today. I've got thread and material, and I got a needle. Oh, I had the ladies at Joann Fabrics so confused. They kept saying, "Sir, why do you need such a big needle?" And I said, "Ma'am, because when men do things, they don't do things because it makes sense. They do things because it looks cool." That's fantastic. That's fantastic. He knit me together. He knit me together. This is a very ambitious illustration. I take no real responsibility for how all of this is going to end up. He knit me together. He knit me. I started with purple. I stood for a long, long time at the fabric store, and I wasn't necessarily trying to find colors that had meanings, but at the same time, I didn't want to pick just random colors, but I settled on purple for God because, you know, purple is royalty, and purple is the color of kings and royalty, so it made sense to me. I'm going to need some help. Celeste, come here, baby. Come here. I got it. Thank you. I got it. I'm going to tell you at the outset, I have no idea what I'm doing, so I can't tell you what to. Y'all know what? She closed on her first home this last week. This girl ain't playing. How old are you? She is 25, owns her first home. I'm so proud of her. Are you inviting us all over?
In a few weeks.
You mean you don't have it all unpacked and ready yet? All right. She's a rock star, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm super proud of Celeste. Oh, watch this. It looks cool. It's just dangerous. All right. Hold this Ava on one corner and hold this Celeste on another corner. In just a moment, we're going to... Oh, good Lord, my thread's already come undone. No, it's not. No, it hadn't. I'm good. Yes, it has. Oh, Jesus, help the preacher, because he's already in trouble. You understood the assignment, sir. Understood the assignment. Oh, don't mess with me. I had a praying grandmama. I don't know if that's supposed to be tied off or how that's supposed to work, but I'm going to tie it a little bit. We'll come back. So everything begins with God. Do your best not to poke your eye out, ladies. We'll all do our best, and God will get the glory somehow in some way. God is going to get the glory. God did a much better job with you and I than what I'm doing, but hold on to that for just a moment. So it all begins with God. Anything that I am, come this way just a little bit. Anything that I am, it begins with God. And I need to say that today to dispel any thinking in your mind, any idea in your mind that you are responsible or you are the reason for your success. And I know that flies in the face of everything Oprah will tell you, everything that Dr. Phil will tell you, and everything that modern pop psychology and even theology will tell you, that, hey, you go to school and you know, you are the hero and you are the amazing person. I know that God gave me strength. He woke me up this morning. He put me on my feet and started me on my way. But I still know that even if it was my hands that invented it, it was God that put the idea into my heart. Ladies and gentlemen, it all begins with God. Everything in my life begins with God. Because the Bible said that He breathed the breath of life into me. So whether I'm serving Him or not, maybe sitting here today saying, I came to church, but I know I'm not serving Him. Whether you're serving Him or not, it still begins with God. Because if I'm breathing, it is because God has either saved me, and now He is working His purpose in me, or if I'm breathing, it's because God is in the process of saving me, and that is His mercy. If you're still breathing, it's because God is not done with you. Who am I preaching to that is overcome with depression, overcome with fear, overcome with anxiety, feeling like your life does not count and that your life does not matter? Just inhale one real good time and exhale. That is proof that God has a plan and a purpose for your life. Is anybody glad about it? Thankful. I'm thankful. And I'm not going to trip about this. I'm going to be thankful. I'm going to cherish this and be grateful, because at the core of who I am is God. But see, He created us with free will. That means He can knit us together with all of these things, but I still get to choose. That's why you can still be sitting here today knowing that you're not serving God the way you should be, because He allowed you that choice. We have a choice, but I'm coming for your choice every Sunday. I'm coming for your decisions every Sunday. I'm coming for your choosing every Sunday. Because to be knit means other pieces are being added in. When you knit something, it is defined. I'm not sick, it's just my throat, I promise. But when I knit something, it's defined as the interlocking of loops and yarns and materials and threads, wools and cottons. David said, "You knit me together in my mother's womb." So here's where it gets fun. Because we gotta add something to this God experience in our life. I'm going to ask you, ladies, to do the best you can. Hold that up just a second, like that. Hold that up top, if you don't mind, Celeste. Who's praying for the pastor? Who's praying for the pastor? I've been knit together. I'm going under. Teamwork makes the dream work. I've been knit together. Very ambitious, very, very ambitious. I heard you, Matthew. We did have a crocheting small group. I didn't join that one. I'm regretting that decision right now. All right, all right, all right. Ta-da! Let the purple go. Oh, look, it's connected. You think we ought to make an outfit for me to wear next Sunday? What? Y'all are doing so great. Hold that just a moment. Again, not necessarily intending for colors to have meaning per se, but it's interesting. It's interesting. Just hold that right there because it's not tight. Whew, Lord have mercy. Do y'all get the idea? I don't know how much more of that I'm going to do. I chose brown because the Bible said we were created. He made us from the dust of the earth. I don't know if you've ever tried to dig around in this Georgia dirt and clay that we have, but it's hard. It's hard. It's hard. Because when he knit me, he put a strength in me. When he knit me, he put a strength in me. And it's not a strength so much of how much I can carry. It's not so much a strength of how much I can hold at one time. But when we talk about strength, we're talking about a resolve. He knit me with a strength that is a resolve. It is a toughness. It is a courage. It is a fortitude. It is a steadiness and a sturdiness. You're saying, wait a minute, Pastor Darrell, I am as weak as water. The last thing anyone would define me as or describe me as is someone who is strong. Listen, weakness may have happened to you, but that's just a stain that got on your fabric. It can be wiped away. It can be washed away. It can be cleaned. You are strong. You are tougher than you believe yourself to be. You are more able than you recognize yourself to be, because he knit me with strength. Weakness may be a day, it may be a season, it may be a situation, but he did not knit you weak. So I got to wake up every day and focus on my strength. I got to wake up every day and focus on the area that I know I overcome and am strong. This is what is going to get us through 2023. This is what is going to help us become who God has called us to be. This is what ensures that we have an awesome year of favor and a blessing in our life when we focus on the right thing. I don't know who I came to preach to, but I need somebody to know you are a strong mom. You are a strong parent. You are a strong friend. You are a strong worker. You're a strong student. You are a strong believer. Someone whom the devil is just beating up, you need to know that you are strong. I declare it. I declare it every single day until my mind and my heart believes it, because he knit me in strength. He knit me in strength. He knit me in strength. I got another one. My faith, it got high again, y'all. I'm sorry. I got preaching about how strong I was and got to thinking I can really. The lady kept saying, why do you want such thick thread? Lady, you need to come to church so you can see God work and move. Because God is going to do something great. What is green? What's green, y'all? Praise? No. What's green? It's a color. Color of money. You just spent some money, didn't you? Green is a color of money. Hold that one right there. I'm going to weave this in. I'm going to weave this in. I know you just jumped. I saw you. This is like a murder weapon, y'all. I'm not kidding. The thread. Oh, I hear them taking pictures. This is going to be fun. So much fun. So much fun. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right. Red is so thick. Oh, it's gorgeous. He knit me together. It's good. Just hold that. Hold that right there. Thank you. My two assistants are amazing. Thank you, ladies. Someone said green's the color of praise. Someone said green is the color of money. Yeah, he knit me with generosity. We talk about generosity more than giving. We shifted our language in the last year or so, and it's important that we did so because I've been knit with generosity, which is much more than money. That said, I'm not going to shy from teaching you God's truth about godly money because he knit me with generosity, and it's an important piece, and it's up there at the top. Why? Because Matthew 6:21 says that where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So this piece that God says I'm knitting into you is going to tell the story of your heart. Your words will say one thing, but your heart is going to tell the truth. What are you invested in? What are your priorities? What matters to you greatly? Because talk is cheap. That's what they tell us. But when you're generous, and again, this is generosity and more than money, but let me talk to you a moment about money because it's important. We say things like, when I have more, I will give more. But that's not how generous people think. Generosity isn't about what I have or don't have. It's about the heart. Because in 30 years of ministry, I have met poor people who were stingy and poor people who were generous. I've met rich people who are stingy and I've met rich people who are generous. The best time to learn to be generous is when you don't have it. But you find ways and you get creative and you reset priorities. Why? Because if you're not generous now, you won't be later. When I get rich, I'm going to become a giver. No, you won't. Because whatever you are now at your current levels is what you are going to be at your greater levels. If you want to be generous when you have more, then you have to learn to be generous when you have less. This is good teaching. Because money, folks, does not make us more generous. Money just makes you more of what you already are. So if you're stingy now, when you get rich, you'll just be stingy rich. It's the truth. It's just human nature. But what if we remove money and we replace it with kindness? If we replace it with patience? If we replace it with long suffering? I know many of you are going to, you out of school tomorrow? You're not out of school. Are you off work tomorrow? Yeah, Martin Luther King Day. It's the dream of Dr. MLK. We're celebrating tomorrow. Many of us will be off work or maybe out of school, and you'll have the opportunity. This is what the dream was about. This is the dream was about, if I could get her to be more generous to her, if I could get her to be more generous with her, if I could get all of us to just love one another and look beyond the color of skin and look to the content of the heart and the care, if we could just be more generous with one another. Ladies and gentlemen, I pray that God would baptize us again in patience for one another. Oh my word, if we could just have patience with one another, just to give people just a moment, just give them a moment to recognize that maybe they made a mistake before we go to Facebook and Instagram and go to one-star reviews. If we could just be generous in every aspect of our lives, what would it do for our community? What difference would it make? What difference would it make in the lives of people? I don't have the stats in front of me. I know they're finalizing reports and stuff from last year, but I saw this week, I'll bring them to you next week, but I saw last week that this church last year in 2022 gave away some 176,000 pounds of food. 176,000. People line up every Monday. People line up every Thursday. People call and reach out all through the week in need. And our answer is always, yes, we find a way. We make a way. I walked into that room the other day, and it's amazing. It's either feast or famine. We either have plenty to give, or we're wondering where it's going to come from. And I don't know what's in queue, or what's coming up, or how it's all going to work. But our shelves are bare. Our freezers are empty. Everything is gone. And guess what? Tomorrow morning we'll wake up and somehow God will have made a way, because there are people that are in need, and we are going to be generous. I promise you, there is no savings account where we are hiding money. We're doing everything we can to make a difference in this community, because God knit us with generosity. God knit us with a heart to make a difference in people's lives. And guess what? You and I get to play a part in that generosity, because He knit us with it. He knit us. He put us together with it. He put us together. I got one more. Come on, let's close. Lord have mercy. This last one, this is gonna, we're gonna do this just simple and easy. Hold that corner right there. I know you're scared. Put your hand right there. I'm like pointing with it, and she's backing up her hand. It's not a pointer, it's a weapon. If any men, I'll donate this to you. My praise is a weapon. All right, I know God did so much better when He knit me together. It's so much better when He knit me together. But oh, look. Come on. He knit me together. He knit me together. What is this last one? Y'all are amazing. I don't. Where's my mother? Is my mother watching? That is gorgeous. That needs to be on a refrigerator somewhere. It's awesome. Awesome. He knit me. What is this yellow about? It's the color of the church, Covington, because this final piece, and there's many, we'll add some maybe next week, but this final piece is faithfulness. He knit me with faithfulness. And it's yellow for the color of our church logo and branding, because the Church Covington's, this house, it gives me so many opportunities to live out my faith. Yeah. Yes, God gave me strength so that I have resolve and then the discipline to follow through. But my faithfulness is the motivation to do all of it. My faith keeps me going when nothing else seems to be working. Because even though I've been knit together, I've got God, I've got strength, I'm generous, I'm faithful. There are still days that I wake up and I don't feel like doing any of it. That's what Heather said today in Ministry Moment. Can't be about the feeling, it has to be about the commitment. He knit me and he made sure that faithfulness was a part of who I am. I want you to be committed in 2023. Because I promise you, thank you ladies, y'all did awesome. Would you give them a hand today? Thank you. I promise you that all of the things that are getting the blame for why we are not where we are supposed to be. You think about your life, you think about your heart, you think about your home, your marriage, your finances. Of all the things that are getting the blame for why you don't have more, why you haven't achieved more, why you haven't broken through. I'm going to tell you, most everything you're blaming is a false blame. Most of it comes down to my personal commitment. It's what it comes down to. It comes down to the decisions that I make every single day. Wait, Pastor Darrell, we were having so much fun a moment ago. I know, but we got to be honest at the beginning of the year and talk about why last year didn't work the way we wanted it to work. And I'm going to ask you to be committed in 2023. And boldly, I'm going to ask you to not just be committed to God, but be committed to his church. Because the mantra of the day is to be high on God and down on his church. To celebrate God, but to be critical of his church. Ladies and gentlemen, the church, we are his bride in the earth. He's getting us ready for a marriage ceremony. I don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss it. No, church is not perfect because the church is comprised of people, and we will never be perfect. If you attend here long enough, someone is going to get on your nerves. I promise you. Someone is going to offend you. I pray we don't. But because we are people, people still make mistakes. People still fumble the ball. People still trip and say things that are not right at the most inopportune times. But I refuse to let any person cause me to miss what God has for me here. I'm faithful. He knit me in my mother's womb. He knit me strong. He knit me generous. He knit me faithful. And there are some people in this room today that have never lived according to God's design. Some that have never lived according to what God planned and what God intended. You fought it. And I'm going to tell you, that can change today. That can all change today in this moment. Again, because I'm breathing, there's still the opportunity for me to turn and for me to become who God knit me to be. And I'm going to tell you, that decision that you make today can literally change the rest of your year. I don't know who I'm preaching to, but I feel like I need to say this so strongly in my spirit. He didn't knit you with anger. He didn't knit you with temper, sir, ma'am. Something happened to you that made you angry. And you keep telling people, this is just who I am. No, it's not. It's not who you are. It's what happened to you. I could spill something on this. I could get a stain on this. But it's amazing. I could throw this into the washing machine. I could get some water on that. I might just be able to brush it off. Sometimes something needs a deep cleaning. Maybe you're at one of those stages today where you just got something on you that just needs to be brushed off. Maybe you got something on you that needs the water of baptism. Maybe you need a deep cleansing today. All of that is available right here in this house. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed, and we're all feeling the presence of God in this moment. Here we are, Lord, the third Sunday of a new year. This is boot camp for the rest of 2023. We're training for what will be fight season. What are we fighting for? We're fighting for family. We're fighting for relationships. We're fighting for finances. We're fighting for faith. And today I'm getting geared up. I'm being equipped, I'm being assessed, I'm taking inventory, my mind and my heart and my spirit, and I'm asking you, Lord, to do your best work in me. You've knit me, God, you've created me. My inmost being, you did it, Lord, in my mother's womb. You started this before I even took my first breath. In a hospital room or in a living room or in a bedroom, you created me, knit me together. Maybe I've not been living like it, but today, Lord, I'm ready to make a decision. I'm ready to make a choice. I'm thankful, Lord, that you're not looking nearly as hard at me as I'm looking at myself today, Lord. I thank you. I thank you for forgiving me and changing my life. How does that happen, Pastor Darrell? It happens when you ask him to do just that. Just say that. Say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, wash me. Paul said we are washed by the word. While we've been teaching today, the word has been washing your mind and washing your heart and washing your spirit. And you're going to leave here and have a better week because you've been washed by the word. But it doesn't end there. I want you to make a commitment. I want you to say yes to Jesus. Don't worry about next week or next month. Just know that today is the day of salvation. And let tomorrow take care of itself. Maybe you're ready to be baptized. Maybe you're ready to take a next step. Don't miss this moment. Don't miss this opportunity. I say yes, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. You're all we want. You're all we want. Holy Spirit. today is somewhere in your spirit, if somewhere in your mind, in your heart, you said yes. It really is that simple to say, Lord, I'm tired of doing it my way. I want to do it your way. I'm tired of leaning to my own understanding. I'm ready to lean on you and your word and your promise for my life. If you prayed that with us today, I'm telling you, God just began a good work in you. But he's not finished. He's going to keep working and keep moving and keep helping you. That's why I want you to make a commitment this Sunday about next Sunday. You know what? I'm going to be in the house of God next Sunday. And get ready, because the devil will try all kind of stuff. The 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th, 21th, all hell will break loose. But if you make a commitment today that no matter what happens this week, I'm going to be in God's house January 22nd. And I'm going to be in God's house January 29th, because I'm going to be anointed. And I'm going to get involved in this sacred season. These days of dedication, I'm going to fast. I'm going to set a lot of junk aside. Why? Because God is doing a work in my life. Better get ready, folks. Get ready. But if you pray that with us today on either side of the auditorium, yes, banners, grab one of these books called Following Jesus. It's free of charge. It's just a few pages that will help you understand what God is doing in your life right now and what he wants to do. If you want that to come to your inbox, just text the word follow to 404-777-4701. If you're online and you prayed that with us today, text follow to 404-777-4701. You'll get a link back. Put your email into that link. And when you put your email into that link, in just a few moments, you will have this book right there to your inbox. And you can read it right there on your phone or your computer, wherever you are comfortable. God, come rest on us. Rest on us this week. We know the enemy's going to try us. We know the enemy is going to do his very best. But God, I'm not missing my moment in your presence. In Jesus' name. Come on, is there an amen in your spirit? Is there an amen in your spirit?
You're all we want.
Yeah!
You're all we want.
Holy Spirit!
Holy Spirit!
Come on!
Come rest on us.
You're all we want.
You're all we want. Holy Spirit!
I'll happily pray with you and agree with you today. Join us for Discover Church. You're ready to take that step. Be blessed. Holy Spirit.